Drug-free Duval's new opioid and heroin epidemic task force hopes to improve addiction treatment outcomes. It's made up of law enforcement, doctors, parents of addicts, and academics, like Jacksonville University's Sharon Wilburn. She says in her experience, people won't seek help for addiction if they don't feel comfortable.
I think the most important thing is that we start recognizing that we're human first and that we look at the totality of that person as opposed to calling the person, for example, an alcoholic or a diabetic or a drug addict.
Wilburn is spearheading a program to train students to be peer recovery specialists who act as sympathetic navigators for patients. Most navigators have experienced the process firsthand, or know someone who has.
And the person does not necessarily need to be in recovery, although that's obviously an advantage, but we're trying to spread it out so that everyone who works in the healthcare arena can better understand what the recovery process is all about.
Wilburn says the goal is to certify 60 students who graduate and go on to work in healthcare. The Peer Recovery Specialist Program is a partnership between JU and Lutheran Social Services, funded through a one-year federal grant. If the class is successful, Wilburn says she hopes to make it a permanent part of JU's curriculum. Wilburn and the rest of the task force will meet again in late October to create more strategies for reducing opioid addiction. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.